Ramsey TV.
Back at the edge of the bottom of the Florida Peninsula, this is Martin Zender. If I look a little tired, I am. It is Sunday evening. I just got back. Just flew back from Kansas City 3 hours ago. Arrived here at the headquarters in Fort Lauderdale. Wow. What a 3 day, 4 days really at the conference. I hope everybody enjoyed the speakers. Somebody asked me what's the key to a good conference, and it's good speakers. So thank you to Waylon Dabbs and Mark Haukes and Stephen Janowski and Scott Hicko. And I did pretty well too, I think. I didn't let on to you how really bad I felt. I was taking 20 pain pills a day, which is not good. I was really overdosing on the ibuprofen and the acetaminophen, but an infection now. I hope this antibiotic I'm taking now is helping me, but there's something eating my flesh. It really hurts, and I had to bandage it, and it was really embarrassing, and I was a little self-conscious, so I wore my headphones around my neck, and I was just, and then my ears were starting to plug up, and I could hardly hear anything, which was the most frustrating thing. It was all I could do during the question and answer. I had to get down really close to people, because everything just sounded like it was coming through bales of cotton. It was just, I've never been more uncomfortable and really less prepared and more in pain and more just miserable at a conference, except for the fact that I loved it, except for the fact that it was a miracle, except for the fact that Jesus caused me to walk on water. Somebody told me that. Somebody, I'm just repeating it. I said, God, Martin, like you were walking on water. And I felt like it. I felt like it because I felt like a Peter, a stupid fisherman, not feeling his best, not being someone who by nature can walk on water. And yet, when I was standing at that podium facing the body of Christ and our brothers and sisters online too, it just, I don't know, it's just a miracle. I had to go to my room to recover, but then I didn't spend much time in my room because I'm there to fellowship. I'm not there to lay in bed and groan. I'm there to fellowship. So I'm like a football player. I leave it on the field. I put everything I got into it. You play injured. You just play. You play to win, and we're in this thing to win. So I thank everybody that came. People spent a lot of money and to go there, and the fellowship was amazing. And my son Gabe was there, which was fantastic. A believer from Ohio was there. I didn't get to talk to him. I saw him out in the parking lot, and it looked like he was going to leave, and somebody pointed him out to me. And I think his name's Mark. Mark, I looked for you that afternoon. Remember, we talked, and I said, I'm sorry I haven't talked with you. I told him he had to approach me. I mean, if somebody wants me, they have to approach me because I'm in some kind of, in a conference, I'm just such in such a zone. I'm so trying to, you know, keep things together, keep myself together. Remember, I'm giving like basically 10 different talks because I'm talking in between talks. The whole conference was screwed up on the schedule because every time I got to the microphone, I couldn't shut up. I just wanted to talk to the body of Christ. It's really the only painkiller that worked. It's the only painkiller that worked was talking to the body of Christ. It really was. Now, I'm just now realizing that. That's why the schedule got all thrown to hell because I couldn't get out from the microphone. As soon as I stepped away from the microphone and sat down, it was an endurance test. And yet, every single speaker still ministered to me. And so, it was a miracle conference. It was one of the best conferences. So don't take that wrong when I said I was the most miserable and the most uncomfortable. Don't take it wrong that it was a bad conference. Far from it. It was a miraculous conference. So Mark from Ohio, please send an email to my sister and get in contact with me. I looked for you because I felt bad that we didn't get a chance to talk So Mark from Ohio, okay? Listen to me. Email Kelly. That note you gave me, I can't find it. I don't know where it is. I am not organized. I'm a disaster in organization. I can't do it all. So please help me. Mark. The believer who won the prize for coming the farthest was Bernhard Carels, unless it's Carels. I think it's Carels. Bernhard from Rotterdam. He gave me this postcard, Rotterdam, Holland. That's right. They have a group there who they talk about salvation of all and other things. Listen to this beautiful thing. I hope he doesn't mind I read this. Hi, Martin. First of all, thank you for your work and perseverance. My perseverance describes this weekend. Please know that you also have fellow believers overseas who support you and are praying for you. Thank you. I look forward to the day when God fulfills all his promises and we will be with Christ forever. So do I, Bernhard. So do I. Kind regards and greetings from the part of the body in the Netherlands. Bernhard Carels or Carels. And this gentleman was, when he talked about the unity of the body of Christ, when he talked about wanting to do something to bring the body of Christ together, he was in tears, and I was in tears much of the time. I mean, not much of the time, but, I mean, if you saw me, I'll show some of the stuff I did. Greg recorded his own version of my talks, so I might broadcast some of those. It'll be better audio than what you saw if you were watching on the live stream, for instance. The audio was probably adequate. I never saw anything from the live stream. But there were some worthy addresses, I think, that God gave to the Ecclesia through me. And I think that I will publish those at some point or another. But everyone who came, thank you. I love you all. And I really spilled my guts in front of you, and that's just tells you how much I love and trust you. Now, I'm going to give a teaching here. I always do, and it is, I'm going to give you two scripture verses, but first I'm going to show you a graphic that appears in The First Idiot in Heaven. Here it is. This is on page 51. I invented this. I'm pretty pleased with myself. I invented this back in 2010 when I wrote this book. It shows how the scriptures snap together in one smooth revelation to Israel. If you take Paul's 13 letters out, I compare it to a bookcase, a spring-loaded bookcase. Picture this bookcase as spring-loaded, okay? And you take Paul's letters out, and Acts snaps up against Hebrews, and you have an entire smooth revelation to Israel. Paul throws a loop into everything. Paul's name means pause, which is so great. Paul is a pause in God's dealings with Israel. Now listen to this. This is a great thing. I'll give you the whole plan of God in two verses. Talk about taking out something. If you want to smack up two verses up against each other and ignore the rest of the scriptures, I can give it to you in two verses. You think I'm kidding? Nah, I can do it. It ain't bragging if you can do it. Genesis 1:1. So take Genesis 1:1 as a verse. Now we're not only doing books of the Bible in a spring-loaded bookcase. We're doing two verses spring-loaded. Take all the verses in the scripture. That's a long bookcase. All the verses, not all the books, all the verses. Then I want you to take Genesis 1:1. Take out all the other verses until Colossians 1:20. And then take out all the other verses after that. And then Colossians 1:20 will snap up against Genesis 1:1, and you will have it. There it will be, the revelation of God to the world, God's purpose of the eons. You ready? Let's read it together. Genesis 1:1. In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. Colossians 1:20. And through him, to reconcile all to him, making peace through the blood of the cross, through him, whether those on the earth or those in the heavens. There it is. God creates the heavens and the earth, and he reconciles the heavens and the earth through the blood of the cross. You got the whole plan of the eons right there in two verses. Now, see, there's a thorough Bible reading right there. You got it all. I'm pleased to bring you that revelation. And on any other day, I would keep talking now, but I am spent. And so I am going to bid you adieu for now. But I will be refreshed in the morning. Something in me wants to keep talking, though. That's just so weird. I told myself, okay, you made your point. Genesis 1:1, Ephesians 1:16. Where else are you going to get a teaching like that? It's fantastic. I'm at 10 minutes, but I'm thinking I could talk for 20 more minutes. I could enjoy the pain-killing effect of addressing the body of Christ. But I think I will stop. Force myself. I have to force myself to stop. So thank you. A special thanks to Claudia for the excellent interview she did with me. We did have a studio on. Here's the photo, by the way. Here's the people who were there. There we go. That's my room, my hotel room at the Marriott, the airport Marriott, right next to the airport. I mean, you can see the planes coming in right next to the airport. And we were eating dinner, and I realized I had to make a show. I was so tired. We're eating dinner, and I'm talking all the time. People are coming up to me left and right, which I love. I give myself at these conferences. I love it. That's why I'm there. That's why I stay an extra day for that reason. And so, but it hit me that, God, tomorrow's Monday. I have to make a show. And I will admit to you, it was at first not a happy thought. But then I remember saying to some people over the weekend, I was like, I want to pick somebody and I'm going to do an interview. That's the best show to make at a conference for Monday, is do an interview with somebody at the conference. And then I gazed over at Claudia and she looked at me. She smiled and I smiled and I said, Claudia. And so she agreed. And wasn't that a banger of an interview? I loved it. Claudia is so great. She's just terrific. I love her. And according to her testimony, she loves me. I didn't invent that. But yeah, there's the people that are in the room. There were people sitting at the table. And I just on the spur of the moment, I said, everybody come up to the room. Everybody was sitting at that table. I said, Claudia, do you mind if we have an audience? She goes, I'm a little nervous. I said, don't worry about it. These are friends. So there was 9 people that came up. And then I got the Millers from Amarillo. They came, Dolly, Todd, and Adam, and so there's the folks that were there, and you can hear them laughing right at the beginning when Claudia, and I didn't notice this when we did the show, I didn't notice it later till when I was editing, Claudia says, now I see why you need Jack Daniels, I need Jack Daniels, I heard her say Jack Daniels, because I was doing testing 1, 2, 3, and the studio audience just cracked up, and I didn't realize how funny it was until I watched it when I was editing. She was imitating me when I lose my voice here doing the show and I have to have whiskey. I need Jack Daniels. It was so funny. She is hilarious. She's had an amazing life. As if you haven't heard the video, watch it. If you haven't heard that interview, watch it. And thank you, Claudia, for submitting yourself, for giving yourself, for telling us your story, because it is inspiring. Thank you so much. I love you. And I love everybody that came to the conference. Thank you for your prayers. Thank you for your concern for my health. I will give myself to the very bitter end for you and for Christ. That this is what I do, and I am not going to stop until Jesus Christ himself descends from the heaven with a shout of command and the voice of the chief messenger and snatches up to be with him in the clouds. Amen. Thank you, God.